All right, now I'm going to email it to you right now.
You've reached the Manco Company, marketing consulting for small and medium-sized businesses. For Avery Manco, please press 1.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Avery.
Hey.
All right, I've got Richard on the line. He's got a little time.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good.
Okay, well, Avery, why don't you give them a little background on what you got going while I forward this USP over to them.
Oh, okay. I'm working with an electrical contracting firm in South Jersey, and they have gone from $6.5 million to $4.5 million, and they hired me to fix that.
Okay.
It's a 36-year-old contracting firm that does mostly, it does commercial and industrial work. They do some institutional work, and they do some work for the government. And they typically do medium to large projects.
Okay.
And what I did was I did a survey, an intake with the president and the upper management, and they told me why they think they're, why they think they're a winner, and I created some client survey questions and did a customer survey and found out what they were telling me was pretty much right on.
Okay.
And what I discovered was that their clients typically hire them because they do what they walk the walk, and they talk the talk. They do what they say they're going to do. Their clients told me that when they hire this company, they complete the projects on time with minimal hassles. That they don't have to babysit the client, my client, that their service technicians come in, they do the job, they do it right, and there's no fuss, no muss.
Okay.
And so I created a USP. I also created a 30-second elevator pitch, and right now I'm writing a client reactivation/follow-up letter.
Richard, okay. Did you get that? Are you in?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got it.
No,
okay.
No, I don't. It hasn't hit my email yet.
Okay.
The other thing is that they don't do any marketing right now.
Right.
They haven't really done any marketing ever.
Well, I think you're sitting on what I would refer to almost as a setup. These are companies that are doing. How much are they doing a year?
$4.5 million.
Yeah, with no marketing, and
right.
So you've got a real good opportunity there.
Oh, right.
How this USP project? What did you find in the competition area? Did you do some research?
I haven't done any competition research yet. No.
Okay. Here's my guess. Guess is that if you start looking at the competition, you might find them saying the same thing. In other words, that we get things done on time, we don't screw you over, we do what we say we'll do, and then you're stuck. Because you don't have a USP then. The most important part of your research is the competition. It doesn't matter what the owner thinks. It doesn't matter what the customers think. What matters is what the competition is not doing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so now if you find in your competition that they're screwing people over, that they're not on time, that they're lousy at their trade, then your USP becomes I'm marketing the experts. I'm marketing the best. I'm marketing the leaders. Okay? And the reason they're the leaders, the reason they're the experts, is because they don't make mistakes. They're on time, which means to you, Mr. Customer, that you don't have cost overruns on the project. That's what that all means to the final user, right?
Right.
Is that they won't have any cost overruns. They won't be surprised. They'll finish on time. Therefore, they'll be able to stay in business on time, making more money. So you have a possible USP, but if the other competition is saying that, then you don't.
Right.
Okay? So you still need to do that part of the research.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I didn't do that part of the research, and part of the reason why I didn't do that part of the research is because I wasn't sure exactly how to go about calling these larger
sure.
contractors, and
yeah.
you know, I'm not a school. I'm not a large, you know,
right.
you know,
right.
empty bottling company, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I'm not a large industrial account, and I don't know the language. Number one, number
that's
two,
right.
And I don't know exactly, you know, how to get that person to call me back, and how to interview them without raising a raising suspicion. That was a big reason why I didn't do it.
Yeah, I understand that. The best way to accommodate that is to get on their website or go into their place of business and get all of their promotional material and take a look at what they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you the names of their top two or three competitors?
Yeah, they gave me about 30.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't worry about 30. Just make sure, give me what top two or three do you lose bids the most to? And then spend some time in the websites of those companies. Maybe go into their business and pick up brochures. Maybe go in and fake it. Maybe go in and say, I'm looking at doing a building project. Do you guys do that? Why should I do business with you? I've done that before. I've actually gone in and faked who I am, you know, just to hear the pitch. Okay? And so you want to try to do that, because my fear is if you go about with your USP, you start marketing that, and the danger is that the others are saying the same thing.
Right.
Now, if the others are not offering a way to make that guarantee unique and matter to the client, is if your client can back it up maybe with some cost overrun guarantees or contract finishing time guarantees. Do they do that?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, then that's maybe what you want to highlight and check against the competition. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the competition's not doing that, now you've got some USP. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to move a little bit step further beyond the general language of we're great guys and we do what we say we'll do.
Right.
Because you're bound to find everybody saying that.
Oh, I'm sure they're all saying that.
Right. And so you've got to either come up with something that means something that's very concrete or specific that illustrates that, but that the competition is not doing. That makes sense?
Yes.
So is that helpful to you?
Yes. Can I ask you one more question?
You bet. Yeah.
The clients that, their clients that I called did some of that for me.
Okay.
And they said, you know, I've hired other people in the past.
Good.
This is what's happened.
And okay.
And hired, you know, your client. I don't have these problems. I kind of got a little bit of that flavor, and I understand what you're saying. I'm like 80% of the way there.
Yeah, you're right.
And the 20% I'm kind of guessing at. And I know, like, I've done work for other contractors before, but not like a large company, not a large contractor like this. It's mostly business to consumer, so I can get on the phone and I can talk to the smaller contractors and do a survey that way.
Right.
I figured, okay, I don't know how to approach these, how to spy on these other companies, number one. Number two, I'm hearing from their customers the problems that they've had with the other, with their competitors, and reasons why they're hiring my clients. So, hey, what's the difference? And I understand what you're saying. I guess.
Well, it will help you in the language that you craft, because you will have seen what the competition's writing and saying, okay?
Yep.
And that can help you a whole lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I think that's worth the 20% of the time that you need to put into this. The other thing is, you now need to just be a little bit better and dig a little deeper and say, okay, the clients told me that this always happens with the competition. Those are negatives. And so what is it that I could put into my client that illustrates that benefit? And that's where I would say the most likely one is a guarantee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kinds of guarantees that industry would have, but I would guess it would be an on-time guarantee. I would guess it would be coming in on bid cost guarantee. We're not going to be over it. And those then become very tangible to me, the prospect. Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does.
Yeah, and it illustrates what you mean when you say that we are the best, that we don't screw up, and that we do what we say we'll do. So that way you're able to take that language and turn it into a USP. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, good.
Oh,
well, listen, I'd be happy if you want to email me directly, your USP, maybe... I'm trying to email it. It hasn't hit me yet, but if you want to send it to me, Avery, that'd be fine.
Should
okay. Is that right with you, Mike?
Yeah, that's fine. I've sent it over like 3 times. What do you want?
It might come eventually here. I'm looking, waiting for it. So
okay. All right.
It's Richard 7948.
Richard 7948
at MSN.com.
MSN.com. All right, cool. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I got to tell you, Richard, I really love this program. I've been, I was on a conference call once before kind of chimed in a little bit. Actually, I chimed in at an inappropriate time because I thought my phone was on mute. But it was about restaurants and we were...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, because they don't pay their bills. And
yeah.
You guys started laughing and I thought, oh, wow, I thought I was on mute, which they don't. I had a restaurant owe me $83,000 for 90 days, and that was really painful. But I've been in the marketing communications business for 16 years, and over the last 5 or so, some of my clients have been asking me to help them with marketing.
Good.
It's really evolved into being a consultant, and I was always shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
I found Michael, and I bought the program, and it's really helped me stay on track.
Good.
And,
that's what it's for.
Yeah, and some of my clients that I have now are a little resistant to the structure because it's always shooting from the hip, and they're used to shooting from the hip, and it's kind of like in brand management mode where we're doing postcards and we're doing this and we're doing that, and I'm saying, hey, wait, let's do a customer survey. You know, they're like, what do we need that for?
Right.
But the new prospects, I'm telling them that there's a specific routine that we do. And if we veer away from it, we're going to be missing something. And I really like the program. So,
Well, that's great. So it's giving you, it's giving you a step-by-step structure that you can communicate easier to your prospects.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I found is that these prospects have been too much shooting from the hip, and now they're excited to get some structure, you know.
Yeah, and when you said that about this this client, that this is kind of a setup, I was drooling.
Oh yeah.
When I met with them,
yeah.
I didn't want to. I just didn't want to seem too excited. I almost asked if I could do it on contingency.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be worth it if they would really put the resources to their database like you're doing. You know, the only thing is they kind of have to create the demand, don't they?
Somewhat.
I'm guessing they've declined in sales because they've kind of been waiting for the business and it hasn't come.
Yeah, somewhat. Now, you know, where they're located, when I say South Jersey, you know, I don't know if you know what South Jersey's like, but, you know, some people think it's, all like blueberry patches and cornfields. It's not like that. It's they're across the river from Philadelphia. And, there's tremendous growth.
Yeah.
And, large companies are moving in and building factories, and, you know, they're right down the road from Princeton University, who's keeping them real busy, and so on and so forth. I was almost salivating when they were telling me this story. I'm thinking to myself, holy moly.
You know, yeah.
They're not doing any marketing at all. In fact, even some of their, when their people answer the phone, they've had people say, they've heard their employees say, oh, we're going to be too expensive. You don't want to deal with us. You know, I'm thinking to myself, this is great.
That is good.
I'm going to be a superstar on this.
How much are they paying you for this first step?
Well, I'm doing it a little differently. I'm having them pay me by the month. They're paying me $6,000 total to implement pretty much, well, step one, and we're going to do, they don't have a database right now. They're loading in ACT, and they're literally going to type in everything else. So, you know, we're going to do I'm going to train their staff, so we're going to do that, and then we're going to try to leverage the current client base.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a year contract. They're paying me $6,000 for 120 hours worth of work, and it's kind of use it or lose it. So if they don't use, it's just at the end of the year, they get get up to 120 hours of my time.
And, well, that's great.
Yeah, hopefully I can sell some back end stuff like. All the printing and all the
direct
jazz, which is what I've been doing for all these years. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, now I remember more of our conversation. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, they sound like a great opportunity. So do well for them and make a lot of money with them.
I hope so. So.
All right.
Your time. Happy New Year.
All right.
All that.
Hey. Okay. All right, Avery. I'm going to call you back, Avery. Richard, thank you for the on-the-spot call. This is great.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.